Unexplained death is a circumstance that needs to be weighed differently in every case. Some deaths are caused by illnesses that remain undiagnosed until the time of death. Other people die of poisons or infections that are not detected until after their demise. And what if there are no physical symptoms to support the medical hypothesis of death? What if the patient dies without a clear cause of illness or injury? This is exactly where we find ourselves with the Terry Schiavo case. The autopsy can answer certain questions about the victim's death, and it provides a wealth of evidence useful in determining the cause and manner of death. However, you need a detective to make sense of all the circumstances surrounding the death in order to solve the murder. The forensic pathologist's expertise does not go beyond the victim's body. The detective's case starts at the victim's body and then radiates out to include everything else. If Terry Schiavo had died 15 years ago, and during the subsequent autopsy, the medical examiner did not find some pre-existing illness or evidence of natural bodily insult, he would have declared her death to be unnatural or possibly a homicide. The case had already been routed to the St. Petersburg homicide detectives in the event Terry died at the hospital. A homicide investigation would have been undertaken, and hopefully some determination made as to whether or not Michael Schiavo had any responsibility for his wife's death, whether intentional or by negligence. When Terry Schiavo was first seen by the fire department paramedics who responded to her apartment, they found her lying face down in the bathroom doorway. She had no pulse, no blood pressure, no respiration. If her heart was still beating, it was just strong enough to keep her brain, heart, and kidneys functional. Seconds earlier, when her brother Bobby saw her, Terry...